Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the two different aspects of the Yichid HaMeraglim. One is the Roshei HaEda, who had Iyamuna Bashem. They didn't believe in God's power to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And then the people's taina was on Eretz Yisrael is in a good land. Discussed that for a while. And we'll take it from there. Now we'll learn the psukim based on this mahalich. Pasuk aleph, atisa kol eidu v'dinas kol m'yuf goa am balai lahu. Who's the aid of Eidu's Sanhedrin, Rashi's Sanhedrin, the leaders. So they were crying. They had raised their voice and they were crying because they didn't believe in the power of God to capture Eretz Yisrael. Like it says in Pasuk aleph, yom mishalachim nidim Rosh Hashuv Mitzrayim, let's go back to Mitzrayim. But the people didn't raise their voice with tfios. Batisa kola eda v'yitnu eskola. The eda was crying and had tainas. V'yivku ha'am, the people just cried. But the eda had tainas. The eda didn't believe in God's power. And the am just cried. And the ones who raised their voices, Batisa kol eida, minus kolam, the other ones who said, "Lindu Rosh Hashanah, God can't help us get into Eretz Yisrael, let's go back to Mitzrayim." And the people cried because they just thought Eretz Yisrael was a bad place to go. And then that it says in Pasuk Beis, "Vayelam al Moshe v'alanu kol bnei Yisrael v'yomer lehem kol eida v'lumasnu v'eretzayim lumasnu." So it says kol bnei Yisrael, all of the Jewish people were complaining. In other words, the Eda, because of God's inability, Kiviyachol, has shown, capture Eretz Yisrael, and the nation, because the land was bad. But that's all like Avedet Tluna. That's why Yilonu Amos Shvaran Kol Bnei Yisrael. But the Amira on a lack of will to go to Eretz Yisrael, and that it says Vayom Re'alem Kol Eda, in other words, the Sanhedros. And because of what it says in Pasuk Gimel, V'lom HaShem Mevi Oysanu El Olet Hazois, so you see here this union of not wanting to go to Eretz Yisrael because God, we're not going to capture it. They're going to beat us up. We're going to drop dead there. They're going to kill us. God doesn't have the power. God is bringing us to the Pol B'Cherev to fold the sword. And therefore, it's better for us to go back to Mitzrayim. And that is supposed to be done. This is the manhig of speaking. Let's go back because we're going to fall by the sword because the enemy is too powerful for us. For Hashem. So that's a Hemshech Chodal, is a Hemshech Pasigim, which is the Eda, which is the Rosh Sanhedros, which is the leaders. They're the ones saying, hey, let's go back because we're gonna fall by the sword. And the Yerachaim says similar to this, Ayin Shem Yerachaim. And the Torah Shlema has a Medrash, Nidna Rosh, Avodizarosh, and Nigrarosh. In other words, there's a fear here in Hashem. Ad kedei legil avodizarosh. And that it says in Pesukim Vav to test. Yeshua ben Unetzet of Yomro called Adas bnei Yisrael lemo. Ha'aretz she'avayinu b'lasurasa toivah me'oid, toivah me'oid me'eid. Imchav itzmanu Hashem v'hevio sanu etzet shuvnitna lano. Ach b'Hashem al timrode v'atem al tiroos am ha'aretz ki lachmenu hem sor tzila me'aleim b'Hashem itanu al tivom. And they said to all of the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, the land that we pass through it to scatter out, it's a very, very good land. And if God wants us and He brings us and He gives us the land, don't rebel against Hashem. Don't be afraid, fearful for the people of the land, because they are our bread. Their shadow has been removed from them, and God is with us. Do not fear. So what's Pshat when it says Va'atem? Ach b'Hashem al temrod Va'atem al tiro. What's Va'atem? He's speaking to them. Till now, he's speaking to them. What changed? What's the Vatem? See, the Rachaim and others. So it says in the Pasuk, Shadibro kol adas b'nei Yisrael. In other words, Gamel kol b'nei Yisrael, Gamel oidei, everybody. And b'nei Yisrael, what was the need on the issue is, Tuv Aretz. Is it a good land or is it not a good land? So he said, Toiva Aretz me'eid me'eid. Eretz Yisrael v'atzchel v'dash. It's a beautiful land. It's flowing with milk and honey. Kedaitiko. And therefore it says, B'Hashem al tim roidu. Don't rebel against Hashem. Not to come to this land, I was about to the vash, and in that they added vatem atiyol. Don't be afraid. So now he's speaking to the Eda that anyway knew the land is good. And they were just Macy's to Ambisheker. And Klape the Eda, the whole Nidon is Yecholes Hashem. And they said, Vatem, you, the Eda, the leaders, Al Tiro, don't be afraid. We're going to capture the land. And you have nothing to be afraid of at all. And that it says in Pasuk Yud, and the whole Eda wanted to stone them. And the glory of God was seen in Olamoy to all the Jewish people. So Rechaim asks, why only now they wanted to stone them? Not earlier on when Kalev said, Ve'as Kalev Esa'am? And he started saying his whole word about how she's going to Eretz Israel. So based on what we said, the Eda is the Sanhedrin. And they said, Ve'yomru kol ha'Eda, the Eda is the Sanhedrin. They said, they're Chayv Skila, let's stone them. Lo ne'emar ze al ha'am. It wasn't said by the nation. The nation just cried. But it's the Eda that wanted to go back to Egypt, and Yeshua Kalev, who spoke Lehej against them. And they said, no, we're going to go into Eretz Israel. You guys want to go back to Israel? We're going to go to Eretz Israel. So they said, let's stone them. So this has nothing to do with Kalev. Kalev didn't speak against the Eda. Because what was Kalev's whole shtickle Torah? Kalev's shtickle Torah was how great the land was, as we spoke about in the previous year. So that's against the people. Now he's speaking, so they didn't want to stone him. Because they're worried the land isn't good. So saying, no, the land is good. So there's no reason to stone him for saying the land is good. Now that you're speaking against the leaders, and the leaders are saying, we're not going to go into Eretz Israel and to Mitzrayim. And he's saying, Fakir. We're not going to go to Eretz Israel. And they're saying, Fakir, we are going to go into Eretz Israel. So now they wanted to stone them before. And he's just saying, the land is good. They thought, land isn't good. Land is good. Lanova. Not to stone Kalev, but to say that we're not going to go into Eretz Israel like the because the Russian Sanhedrin said, and so we are. That was already too much. And this is matin to what it says in Sota Lamed Hey, that it says Yeru Kolayda Lirgo Meisiv Ba'avonim, and it says Zukvod Hashem Yeru Boel Moed Malamit Shenotlu Avonim Bezorkum Klapei Maila. That is the Regimas Avonim was Klapei Anidon Shel Iyamuna Bashem. That's what the stone is. It's a lack of Amuna. They're throwing stones at Hashem. So you see this idea of lack of belief in Hashem. Ad Kedei Agav Avid Zara. Incredible. Now we go further. Nimsa lefizeh. Shomnam eida sheinam sanadot lo avinu minu b'Hashem. So the Sanhedrin didn't believe in Hashem and they wanted to go back to Mitzrayim, not to come there to Israel. The other people did believe. So their chait was sheshlimu et divrei rashi ha'am achrei sheminu shein eretz tova. So they believed that Eretz Israel isn't good and therefore they don't want to come there to Israel. And that's what we see in Bemidbar Rabba, Parashat Hazayin. Oschaf and Techum Mishlach Yid Aleph brought in the Yalkut Osid Aleph. Zeshem Rakos of Divrei Nagin Kim Islamim. Dvarim Shehognu Am Raglim Alakodish Baruch Hu Am Gorm Lem Tzor Le Doi Rois. Shu Lo Shem Lem Raglim Lo Yulaykim Mimayim. Ela Shehishlimu Imayim. Shenemar Vetirognu Beoleihem. That's what the Pasuk says. That a Nargon is like this complainer, is mamish mitlahem. They're bruising. The words of a querulous man are bruising. They yoldu chadrei boten, and they penetrate one's innermost parts. And in that the Medrash says that with the words of the Meragim, the complaints of the Meragim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, heim gol malem tzor ledoyr l'shul l'shem malem Meragim lo yelaykim anymore. So if they not listened to the Meraglim, everything would have been cool. They wouldn't have gotten punished, but they did. They complained in their tents. This is hard to understand. It's Pashut that had they not gone along with the Meraglim, they wouldn't have gotten punished. What's Lashon Hashlimu Imayim? They said, Nitna Roish V'Neshuva Mitzrayim. That's a merit atzmi. That's a rebellion. That's just not a. It's not just making peace with them. Based on what we said, we understand very well. But the Amir of Nitin Rosh Vinashuv Mitzrayim Mishal Rosh Ha'idah, it wasn't the regular people speaking. They weren't the ones rebelling, saying, let's go back to Mitzrayim. They were just the ones saying, that's the Rosh Ha'am speaking, the Rosh Ha'edim. And the Shara Am was only Ragnu Ba'aleim. Like it says from the Ramban, She'esitum Ba'aleim Ba'etu V'aretz, that they were subverted by the Meraglim about the negativity of the land, that's not a good land. So they just made shalom. In other words, they stuck with them, with the Rosh Ha'am, even though they weren't, not for the same reason. It's not that they lacked emunah, but that they made peace with the Rosh Ha'am who didn't have emunah. And that was the Eitz of the Meraglim, that the people should say the land isn't good. The Rosh Ha'am should believe in the lack of a, that they don't have the power to capture it, because that's the job of the Rosh Ha'am. And therefore the punishment of the people was say, Shlimu imayim. And that's the lashon of the pasuk. Divrei anagin kim islamin. So in other words, even though they didn't have a lack of emunah, like the Meraglim and the Eda, nevertheless, because they made peace with them, they're included in the Gzeira. This is mamish, their complaint is mamish bruising. And in that it says in pasuk Aleph, how long is this nation going to spurn me? How long are they going to spurn me? And how long will they have no faith in me despite all the signs that I have performed in their midst? What's the solution of spurning? Yinatsuni. Rashi says, Yargizuni. You make me angry. And it says, Nochazach. I don't know lo yaminu bi. How long are they not going to believe in me? What are these two inyanim? Ben Baruchayim HaKadosh. Not believing, getting God angry. Based on what we said, Yina'atsuni is Kenegar Am. They were mefakbek beratzen Hashem. They doubted Ratzen Hashem to give to good to the Jewish people, give them a good land. And they were choshed kilu kavanat Hashem lahara land. It says in Parashat Tzvarim 1:27, it's talking about Aleichem. There were sinas Hashem l'senu tzenu meretz tzenu l'senu biyadav merilah shmidenu. They complained in their tents, saying that God hates us. That's why he took us out of Mitzrayim. He gives in the hands of the Amori. And that was said, kabe b'targin bo Aleichem. Shkavani la'am. Like we said in the name of the Ramban, they were mashpi on them in their tents. They should complain. Oh. That God took us out of Egypt, he gives in the hands of the Amori to destroy us. And that's the sin of Hashem Hashem. God hates us. So they thought that God had bad kavanas. So at Teirognu, this rabble rousing in the tent is vis-a-vis the Nidon of Tuv Haaretz. Like we explain, that's Teirognu. Ah, Eretz Yisrael is not a good land. What are you bringing us? What are you bringing us to Eretz Yisrael? It's a bad land. And that's the Inatsuni. That's the Argizuni. You think it's a bad land. And we see that in the Medrash Rabbah, Parashat HaZayin, Moschof Dalet, the Dinyan of Inatsuni, Meshach Shaykh L'Mashach Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Toyvah. She'erim V'em Misa is Kedesh L'Yakir, V'em Omer Eretzuch Hashem Shveh. They're busy burying their dead. They're dying, so they don't notice the spies. And in the meantime, they're saying, oh, it's an Eretzuch Hashem Shveh. So again, negative about the land. So Arani Natsuni, Yargizuni, they're choshed me with this kavanah when they take them out of Mitzrayim. But Negat Ha'eda, it says, V'anolei Amuni b'choloitz shesis v'kir boi, oh, you have no amunah. And because of this, I can't have the reverberation of Esos Cholik Gogol Batsumi Menu. Let me kill them. So you see this idea of the two things. The Yanatsuni is connected to the lack of faith in the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Yagizuni. And then Vayter, we have the other pasuk that tells us the other word, Layaminu, that's talking about the Rosh Ha'idah, that they didn't believe in God's power. And that it says in Sukkim Chav Gimel, Chav Da'al, Chav Beis Chav Gimel, Yikol Anashim, Ha'ro'im, Eskvoidi, Vesesis, Asher, Asis, Mitzrayim, Rabbi Nasir, Asis, Asir, Rabbi Loshem, Vekoili. Yimilu, Asar, Atshin, Shbati, Lavosim, Ha'atzol, Yerewa. So we see there are two Anshim here. That all these people that see my honor and my signs that I did in Mitzrayim, in the Midbar, and you tested me 10 times, even this is my voice, will they, if they'll see the land that I swore, they won't see the land that I swore to their avos, and all my manatsai, those who anger me, spurn me, will not see it. Anger is a better word, it's Lashon Rashi. I was translating from the Lashon English, in the translation. Agopanim, we see two onshim. We see Im, Yeruah Saaretz, Im. Normally it's a Lashon Suffolk. Why is it a Lashon Suffolk? Why is it a Im Yeruah Saaretz? What's the Im? Ayin Rashi, V'sif Sechom, O'z Gimel. And another Oynesh, V'chom Anatzai Lo Yeruah. And all those who are angry are not going to see it. Because at the beginning of the Pasuk is talking about Klapi Eidosh and Ischai V'misa because of the lack of Amunah. And by then, not seeing Eretz Yisrael as a totza'ah, is an outcome from the fact that they were mischayiv misa. Shal zeh ne'emar she'anishum ad shal adei zeh yitbarer im yiru et ha'aretz. Achein ha'am she'rach begedor menat zayavu. Ein chiyuvam bon ha'shmita alein et chayivu rak. Shal yiru et ha'aretz shalor atzu ba ba adei zeh b'meilai yamutu ba midbar. U'mishum kach lo ne'emar bon sham al rak shalor yiruah. The beginning of the Pasuk is talking about the Eidah. They had a lack of Amunah. And therefore, they're not going to say Eretz Yisrael because they're Chayiv Misa. And that's why it says that they're going to be punished. And then it's going to, they say Yisbarer, it's going to be Yisbarer, it's going to be clarified if they're going to see Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says, Kolan Hashem Ruim Iskabadi Besos Hashem Yisrael Bavin Asus Esos Yisrael Bavin Asus Yisrael Im Yuhas Haaretz, if they're going to see the land. In other words, they don't believe in me. Are they going to see the land? If they're going to see the land, not seeing the land is an outcome of the fact that they're mischayiv misa. And on this it says that they're going to be punished to the point that it's going to be clear whether or not they're going to see the land. But the nation, they were just together menatzai, their chiyuv is not by nishmisa. Their chiyuv is not to see Eretz Yisrael. And then Mimele are going to die in the Midbar. And by therefore it says only they're not going to see it. So there's a different type of onesh misa when it comes to those who didn't believe in Hashem, so they're getting an onesh misa, and therefore that's going to be a mevarer if they're going to see the land. If they're not going to see the land, so it starts with the chiyuv misa. So they're going to be punished, and to the extent that it will be clarified whether or not they're going to see Eretz Yisrael. But the people are just menatzai. So for them it's fakir. For them they're menatzai, so they can't come to Eretz Yisrael. Mamela, there's an onesh misa. Mamela, they have to die in the desert. It says in the Medrash, in the Tosefta, Meraglim ein l'chelik alam ha'ab v'ein bo'im l'aretz. V'nem v'chom v'natzai lo yiruah. So you see the Menat there, they have no chelik alam ha'ab of the Meraglim. And I come into Eretz Yisrael, so v'chom v'natzai lo yiruah. So we see that the Menatzai is said klapi the Meraglim. Or Menatzai. What is Menatzai? They're not going to come with Eretz Yisrael because they emphasize the negativity of Eretz Yisrael. It's a bad land. And that's also why they're not getting a chelik in Olam Haba, because they slander the land. So the Menatzai is the land, slandering the land, getting God angry to speak against the land. In the first part of the pasukim, all those people who saw my covenant, my oasis, they didn't have proper faith in me. They didn't believe in me. They saw my miracles and they didn't believe in me. So they were there chayav misa. And that is in the pasuk of Dalet. V'avdi kalev. Ekev. My servant Kalev, because he was imbued with a different spirit. And he remained loyal to me, him I will bring into the land that he entered. And his offspring shall inherit it. He did believe. Ruach Harasima. Vemale Acharai. And he followed me. He remained loyal to me. Mela, he's going to get Eretz Yisrael. He's not going to get the onus of the Menatzin. And not only that, he even gets the Tosefetz, he gets Chevron. Zari Arishenu, and the seed is going to get it. Because the Meraglim didn't believe in the Koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to capture Eretz Yisrael. The Kalev did. And the Mela, his Zerah, is going to inherit it. With this, maybe we can explain Vayikra, what it says in the Parsha. Sukkim Chavav to Lamed Hei. It says in the Pasuk of Tess. How long will the weak community keep muttering against me? Very well, I've heeded the incessant muttering of Israelites against me, the complaining. Say to them, as I live, says Hashem, I will do just as you have urged me. This very wilderness, your carcasses are going to drop. Of all of you who are recorded in your various lists from age 20 years above, you have muttered against me. That's Pasuk Chavtes. And then it says Vayter. In Pasuk Lamed Beis, U'pigreichem ita atem, yiblu b'midbar zeh. And your bodies are going to drop dead. Lama nichblu advarim, in orachayim voy. What's the Pasuk Chav Aleph? Ketapchem asher amartim l'baz yiyah. And your children, you said, will be carried off. These are allowed to enter. They shall know the land you have rejected. Says Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Then Pasuk Lamed Beis, after talking about the kids, we're going to enter Eretz Yisrael. It says, be your carcass that shall drop in this wilderness. And then it says, Vayter, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, after being mafsik with your carcasses dropping in the wilderness, Uvnechem Yaron b'midbar abayim shana v'lasuz v'nusechem atom p'vechem b'midbar, while your children roam the wilderness for 40 years, suffering for your faithlessness, until the last of your carcasses is down in the wilderness. So we go back to the children. So why do we interrupt with Pasuk Lamed Beis, not talking about the children? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Tchilas HaParashah is talking about the Yachas of Bnei Yisrael, and they despise their Eretz Yisrael, like it says in Pasuk Chav Zayin, Masei Le'edera Azot, Hashem Elinim Alai, they're muttering against me, they're complaining. As soon as Be'ezol Hashem Elinim Alai Shamat, they heard them. So that's talking about the tainos of the complaints of Bnei Yisrael, Shufalai De'am Araglin. And that it says in Pasuk Chav Zayin, Malayim, Chai Aninu Hashem Mimlok Hashem Dibarati Baznai Kenes Elachem. In other words, they didn't want Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to carry that out. They're not, as you spoke in my ears, that's what I'm going to do to them. I will do to you just as you have urged. What have you urged? Rashi says, you want to die in the Midbar? You want to die in the Midbar? You got it. You don't want Eretz Yisrael? Die in the Midbar. So, your kids, you're going to die here. But your kids, who you said will be the Baz, they're going to be killed by the enemy. No, they're going to come to the land that you despise. You despise the land, they're getting it. And that's why they get the punishment of Pasuk Chavtes, because they put Begrecha Mishali Nosimalai. You don't want Eretz Yisrael, so then you're going to die, because you're not going to be able to come in. That's why you're going to drop, because since you can't come in, Mamele, you have to drop in the Midbar, die in the Midbar. And first it says, "Bamidbar zeh yipul pugrech." And first it talks about the Midbar, and then it talks about the Pugar. Why? Because the Iker Gzera is that they're going to stay in the Midbar, and Mamele they die, because they can't come to Eretz Yisrael. And then it says in Pasuk Lamed, you want them to vow alaretz. Asher nasatz yaziv l'shakin eschem bakim kol even yifinu shoven nun. In other words, b'mid brayi b'grechem, because you're not going to come to Eretz Yisrael. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you, and you despised it. But they are going to come in. You're not going to come in. We'll call even Yeshuar. Beveisio sam b'yadati b'yadav b'yadot saratz shem astem. But you despise it. They're going to get it. But you guys. But midbar zeh yiplu begrechem. You're going to drop. The source of Eretz Yisrael is going to go to your kids. But you said it's not a good place. So you're not going to get it. But then right there in Pasuk Lamed Beis, it starts talking about the Iyamuna. That's why it says, Upegrecham Atem, Yiblim Midbar Zeh. First it talks about the carcasses, and then it talks about the Midbar. Because here the Iker is the Chi of Misa. Because like we said, when they're the ones who spoke about against Eretz Yisrael, they can't come to Eretz Yisrael, they have to stay in the Midbar. I mean, maybe they're going to die. So therefore it talks about the Midbar, and then it talks about the Begarim. But here we're talking about the people who didn't believe in Hashem. So Mimela, the Rashayam, so Mimela, Upegrecham Atem, you guys, your Begarim, is going to fall in the Midbar. First talks about the Pogrom, because you're Chayiv Misa. Your children roam the wilderness for 40 years, suffering from your faithlessness. What's this faithlessness? This znus. This znus is going away from God. It's rebelling against God. It's like a woman cheating on her husband. So you cheated on God. You didn't believe in God until you die in the Midbar. You shall bear your punishment for 40 years, corresponding to the number of days, 40 days, that you scatter the land, a year for each day. Thus, you know what it means to thwart me, as it's translated. Rashi says, as tenuasi, Shani osem is levavchem me'acharai. Tumah loshan asara. In other words, you thwarted me. You went away from me. And again, that's the lack of amunah. And therefore, you're going to get this punishment. Yom l'shana, yom l'shana. You're going to be dying for the next 40 years. 40 days, 40 years. Then pasuk lamed hey. So this is now I Hashem am speaking. I'm going to do this to the Kol Eidah Razos, everybody together. So here it seems to be saying two things. Bamidbar Zeh Yitamu, they're going to be finished in this Midbar, and those are the people who can't come into Eretz Israel. Male, they're going to die in the Midbar. V'sham Yamusu, and the people who didn't have Amunah, they're going to die, because they have a special onus misa. That's unbelievable. And the truth is Rabbeinu goes on, and he explains more with this. He explains the parashah in Dvarim, and in Tehillim, famous Tehillim, Perkuvov. So you can look there and see what Rabbeinu says, but this was mamish, an unbelievable mahalich. And I thank you so much for listening. And there's a lot more where this came from. So please stay tuned for a lot more in Parashat Shlach and a lot more from Rabbeinu Zatzal. I'm going with David. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.